16 minutes after 8 o'clock, WAVA with the Power 105 Morning Zoo. Sunny, more humidity today. High of the big 89 WLS, 74 right now.
Hi there.
Hi, Jack.
Here we are getting all revved up for B-Rink the Brine.
Look at that. All of our phones, all the lines are on hold. Everybody's got their post, and we'll play the game right after Kim.
Jack, can I go back to my chair now?
You sure can, darling.
Okay, comfortable.
Oh,
okay.
It's a fun job.
Yeah. This traffic update brought to you by Jet America Airlines. An accident in Montgomery County at Randolph Road and Rocking Horse Drive. It's near White Flint to watch out for. And that earlier accident that I reported on the outer loop in Van Dorn turns out to be a disabled, still blocking. Expect some slow traffic on the outer loop. Again, on the outer loop, a disabled to the Wilson Bridge. Expect delays back at Telegraph Road. And inbound on the Shirley Highway, slower than usual from Newington up to the Beltway. An earlier accident has been cleared. Fly on Jet America between now and September 14th and get a coupon for a free flight later. Call your travel agent or Jet America today for details. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Boomer, and at 17 minutes after 8 o'clock, we urge you to get your copy of this morning's Washington Post. Turn to the style section, D12, because, Jack, it's time for another edition of...
Berate the Brides. Oh, you gotta love it, no doubt.
Weddings, engagements... announcements.
Now, how are we moving around the page here? Are we going left to right?
Left to right, kind of clockwise in rows, okay? Like the first, see the couple, the guy's got his head on her head?
Yeah, it's the first three.
That would be number one.
All right.
Number two, number three, go to the next line.
Yeah.
Number four, number five, number six, number seven, number eight, number nine.
Yeah.
Then the last nine, number 10, number 11, 12, the old people are 13.
Yeah.
And that woman is number 14.
Oh, far out. Let's get revved up and ready to go here.
What you do is call us at 432-9282 and tell us, who do you vote as today's big winner on Berate the Brides?
What a contest.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi. Now, keeping them in order, which one do you vote for?
For being the best?
Well, you know what we mean.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is Berate the Brides, but please,
hey sir,
no names.
You want Jack Nicholson to give you a little clue? Bow wow. How's
bow,
that?
Wow. Right? It's a pretty close race between number one and two.
So make your decision, number one or number two?
Number two, definitely.
Number two, good choice. Thanks for listening.
All righty, that's one for number two.
Hello, Berate the Brides.
Hi.
Hi.
I want to go for number two.
Number two,
she seems to be a runaway winner. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, hello. Berate the Brides.
My. Number two.
Number two. Hey, this isn't even a horse race.
Hello, Berate the Brides.
Number 10, definitely.
Okay, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Number 10. Oh,
nice mouth. Nice mouth.
I like short hair.
Okay.
There you go.
Hello. You people are starting to get in the spirit of Berate the Brides.
Starting to work real well.
Remember, by number only.
Yeah, number 12. But I think the guy in number 6 looks like Arch Campbell a little bit.
The guy in number 6 does look like Arch Campbell's younger brother.
Yeah, there he is. Yes, siree. Moonbeam. All right.
Andy Campbell.
Number 12. Okay. Thank you. Hello, Berate the Brides. Excuse me for living. Hello, who do you vote for?
Let's see. 13 sort of looks like Peter Pan.
11.
The guy on number 3. Right. What do you think of that guy on number 3?
Talking about the guy right now, but you can throw him in if you want
guy on number 3 is pretty lame looking, I gotta say. So your vote is for number 13, the Peter Pan look-alike?
Yeah, that's
okay, hey, the race is getting tighter now.
Hello, Berate the Brides.
Number 13, definitely.
Number 13. Mike, this has turned into a real horse race. Or Jack?
Yeah, it's just like the Kentucky Derby.
Hello, we only have time for a couple of more calls.
Absolutely, number 13.
Number 13. Mike?
You can't tell whether it's the bride or the groom.
Mike, Jack, Tim, everybody, it is a tie right now between number 13 and number 2. Let's go to our sudden death tiebreaker format.
Oh, I'm so nervous. My hands are sweating.
Berate the Brides. Who do you vote for?
Number 13.
Number 13. That's incredible. Oh, that's our lucky winner.
There's our big winner. Bride number 13, married on June 22nd. She does bear a striking resemblance to Peter Pan.
All righty.
And we have for her
something.
Something real good.
But she has to call us to get it. Again, our congratulations to number 13, and it was darn close. Number 2, you almost made it.
Oh, reminds me of my last Lakers-Celtics game that I went to.
Why?
What a race. Yes, very well. She looks a little like Larry Bird.
Thanks for calling, sir.
Thank you.
Adios.
That was tons of fun. More fun than California.
They don't do this on radio stations out in California, do they?
I'm just glad I flew in from L.A. to catch this fantastic feature, Doc.
Oh, if you rate the bride, God, I love it.
Name for a group, Glass Tiger.
And don't forget me when I'm gone. 25 past 8. Don Geronimo, Mike O'Mara, somewhere around the station. Jack Nicholson sitting in the hot seat right now.
I got to admit to you, I gave Mike this little bag filled with some stuff, and he sort of disappeared on me.
That would explain that. In our next half hour of radio, we're going to have Jackie the Joke Man.
Hi ho.
We're going to talk about the great Xerox Olympics. Now, this is where, Jack, we want people. Morning Zoo listeners who work in an office to Xerox any part of their body on the Xerox machine.
Oh, any part of their body?
Any part. Could be an elbow, could be a...
Yeah, I know what it could be.
Have to be a
damn gymnast to get up on the machine. Seriously.
Well, we want people to do that and start mailing them in to Don and Mike, the Morning Zoo Xerox Olympics.
Oh, boy.
5232 Lee Highway, Arlington, VA, 22207.
I wonder if you'll ever get published.
I don't think so, Jack.
A neat book.
And also, one more bit we'd like to try this morning is the man with the bomb in his stomach.
How does that work?
Okay, we've only done this once before.
Yeah.
It's a tough one to get. First off, you got to get somebody on a payphone on a busy street, like down on M Street or Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown this morning.
Uh-huh.
And then what the guy on the phone has to do is convince people walking by that he's got a bomb in his stomach, and he has to talk to the doctors on the telephone. And Mike and I are the doctors then, you see.
Oh, I can relate to that. I can.
I bet you can.
Acting ability to pull that off.
So if you're driving right now anywhere in the metro area where there's people walking on a sidewalk, pull your car off to the side of the road.
Yeah.
Call us up from a phone booth at 432-9282 because we're going to play the man with the bomb in his stomach game today.
Pretty great city to do that in, too, huh?
27...
Yeah.
You're right. Maybe it shouldn't be a bomb in his stomach. Maybe it's
I was just thinking.
Thank you, Jack.
He'll have Secret Service men crawling up his derriere there.
Maybe not a bomb in his stomach. Maybe, I don't know, a corn cob or something stuck in his stomach.
A corn cob, yeah.
A corn cob.
That'd be pretty wacky.
It's kind of corny. Thank you, Dave. A Chevy Blazer, a Gremlin, who knows? Something weird in their stomach and some reason that they have to talk to their doctors, Don and Mike.
I dig the corn cob idea.
I know you do. 27 past 8. Here is David Haynes.
Good morning, Don and Jack. And good morning, Washington. Weatherman Bill Kamal calls for a partly sunny, humid high of 89 today. I am David Haynes. News comment on WAVA. Uh-oh. A new form of cocaine, more dangerous than crack, now being sold on some city streets around the country. It is, what this drug is it's two in one. It's crack laced with PCP. Two very dangerous drugs put together in a combination, even more dangerous than either one alone. The combination is nicknamed Space Base and Ghostbuster. PCP alone can cause a psychotic state resembling schizophrenia with delusions, hallucinations, violent behavior. WAVA, taking care of business today. Coca-Cola's proposed acquisition of Dr. Pepper, canceled by Dr. Pepper. The reason? Dr. Pepper didn't want to face years of legal hassle with the Federal Trade Commission. FTC opposed the merger. Maryland, don't look now, but there are 25,000 underground storage tanks in your state. 25,000 underground storage tanks for gasoline and chemicals, and nearly one-third of these underground storage tanks leak, contaminating water supplies, So, state wants to test those underground storage tanks, find out which ones leak. George Mason University, your Patriot Center, going to be the site of the Virginia Slims Tennis Tournament next March. And look at here, it's 8:30. Gertie, how's the morning rush, Tim?
Slower than usual in Virginia, David. This traffic update brought to you by Temporaries Incorporated. If you're headed inbound on the Shirley Highway, an earlier accident at Franconia has been cleared. The lane's reopened, but it's going to be slower than usual. Newington up to the Beltway, it's going to be slow clearing out of there. Inside of the Beltway, Duke up to Seminary Road. And inbound on I-66, still a couple of miles of slow traffic into the Beltway. But outbound, watch for construction in the left lane from Dunloring out to the Vienna Metro Station. That's creating some slow traffic outbound direction. In the loop to the Wilson Bridge is starting to clear out, but watch for that disabled on the outer loop near Van Dorn. It wasn't called out as an earlier accident, but it is a disabled on the outer loop at Van Dorn. Summer is here. The office is short-staffed. Temporaries Incorporated can help with productive, qualified, experienced personnel. Don't let summer vacation stop the good work. Call 293-7770 for the Temporaries Incorporated office nearest you. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Maurice, coming up on Sports Next. David Haynes, Burnt Toast, and Coffee Time, 831.
Now, an Audi update.
And here we go, boys and girls.
I just want to say,
Maurice.
I want to say that parade that brought that is disgusting.
Funny, though, isn't it?
Oh, okay, I got a little chuckle, okay, but see if I ever pose in front of you in my gown. Don't look now, David, but the Baltimore Orioles are just inches away from pushing the Boston Red Sox out of first place. Last night, the Red Sox lost, and the Birds hammered Texas to move within 2.5 games. Credit Larry Sheets and rookie Jim Traver, who is absolutely gorgeous. They hit consecutive home runs in a 5-run third inning, and they won!
Yay.
In football news, if you put a deposit on a Baltimore Star season ticket, good luck. No, I'm just kidding. The local USFL team will be returning all season ticket deposits immediately. I think there were two. Just kidding. That's sports. And ladies, check out the new Japanese designer, Mr. Miyake. The Japanese man has designed a show-stopping dress that's a cross between a Grecian goddess robe and a Buddhist monk's robe, wrapping your form in swirls and ripples that cover every inch of your body.
Oh, it sounds delightful.
Don't see it and berate the brides. Back to you, David.
You'd like to have one of those, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm posing the post.
WAVA, Washington weather, for meteorologist Bill Kamal. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David, and hello, everyone. Showers and thunderstorm chances will be increasing, I think, late today and especially tonight. There's a change in the forecast, and there's a little bit of a storm in the Midwest that's going to come through and, I think, give us some beneficial rains. For this afternoon, it will be partly sunny. We have the morning clouds and haze now. That'll lift. We'll have the sunshine. We'll have the humidity, a high about 89, and a chance of a shower late in the day, and then a much better chance of rain tonight into tomorrow morning. Lows about 70, high tomorrow 88. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Relative humidity now, 90%. Winds out of the south at 10. Temperatures, BWI, 71. Dallas has 70. National, 74. 74 degrees now in America's greatest city. At 27. 27 in front of 9.
Yes.
I'm David Haynes. News comment on Power 105 W.
Hey, I got music.
Yeah.
I got rhythm.
ABA!
8:33 with the morning zoo, and as of yet, Maurice, nobody's called yet for the man with something in his stomach game.
Are we going to deal with the corn cob?
You've done it with a corn cob, haven't you?
Stop that!
Oh, come on, you walk right into that one, Maurice.
Stop that!
You walk right into it.
We've had some fun.
That janitor in the hallway took one of my bags. He thought, no, hey.
All right,
no.
See you later, Jack.
Here.
Jack Nicholson, ladies and gentlemen.
Garbage.
The Morning Zoo.
Well, how are you feeling? I haven't even seen you for about 40 minutes.
I'm okay. I'm fine. I just
you know that stuff fine. That Jack and that had in that bag.
Yeah.
What did you do with that?
Nothing. I didn't do a thing. I didn't touch it.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders.
WAVA, we're big believers in the rhythm method. That's DeBarge. And we're two white, fat, Catholic guys.
Yeah, we like.
I'm Don Geronimo.
Psychomare.
And it's 19 minutes until 9 o'clock. Mike, good news. You can sit down in your car today and roll the windows up and turn the heat on.
Don't tell me.
More humidity today.
Yes, 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 yes.
Very muggy with a high of the big 89 WLS 74.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Power 105 WAVA, September 7th, Adams Morgan Day.
Yeah, it's our day, too.
And WAVA is the official Adams Morgan radio station, so stay switched to 105.1 FM for more information. Hello?
Yeah?
Okay, this is a man on the street, am I right?
Yeah.
Okay, you're on the air. Exactly, what is your location?
I'm in Wisconsin and M.
Ooh, good location.
Yeah, it's great.
Sound like you're freaking out a little bit already, so that's good. That's good for this bit.
Okay, now here's what we want you to do. Being totally straight, and you'll win a prize if you can pull this off.
Okay.
You've got to convince somebody that you have swallowed a corn cob. The corn cob is in your stomach.
Okay.
And you want somebody off the street to help you get it out.
Okay.
Because, I mean, you know, it'd be painful.
Right, of course.
Well, how do I help them to get them out? I mean...
Well, yeah. That's where we come in, because you tell them that you have your doctors on the telephone.
Okay.
You
know,
just put the people on the phone with us, and we'll take it from there.
We've got to hear you talking to them, going, look, I swallowed a corn cob, I gotta get it out, you've gotta help me, talk to my doctors on the telephone. And you've gotta be totally straight.
Okay.
Okay?
Do I make big noises?
Don't overdo it. Don't overdo it now.
But sell it. You can sell it, though.
Just like you got bad stomach cramps or something like that.
So you're on the corner of Wisconsin and M right now in the heart of beautiful Georgetown.
Yeah.
A lot of people must be walking by.
Yeah, you got that.
Okay, go ahead. Just find somebody.
Somebody looks stupid.
Okay, I'll find somebody real stupid. Hold on a minute. Hey,
No.
They're faking it.
We're having our leg pulled here.
Yeah, they're faking it.
Where are you really?
We weren't born yesterday.
Hold it. Sir. Hey, time out. Wait a minute.
Hello?
Hold everything. Hold on a second. You're not on Wisconsin and M.
Sir, do you think you're dealing with a couple of amateurs here?
Do you think we were born yesterday?
Yeah, that's what I
thought. All right. Okay.
Oh, trying to fake the bits.
Trying to fake us out.
Hold all over the eyes of Don and Mike. It just doesn't
work. Could fool us? You think you could fool us?
No way.
No way.
We want somebody real. Somebody with real courage. Somebody's going to stand out there and make a fool of themselves.
Tell them that they swallowed a corn cob.
That's all we want.
Thanks for nothing. Yeah. Bye-bye. Liar. Liar. Pants on fire! We just missed some tasteful profanity. I told you it was a good thing the station invested in that 7-second delay.
Best move they ever could have made.
Okay, now if you're really, and I mean this, really, on a street corner, or just in a major intersection by a telephone booth, call us, because the man who swallowed the corn cob, this is going to be a hilarious bit.
Sure. You can pull the wool over somebody else's eyes, but not Don and Mike.
Not us, though.
No, sir.
Don't mess with us, baby.
Okay. Mm.
844, man.
You know what? Wild World Amusement Park is having a sale.
What kind of a sale?
It's a sale on fun at Wild World. Because so many people like the 98-foot-tall roller coaster.
847 at WAVA. And you mean to tell me there is not one person with enough hair on their chest to get out, stop their car, call us from a phone booth, and convince somebody they have swallowed a corn cob?
There's not one person out there with the courage to show that they can do this comedy bit and pull it off.
There's not one person out there who's a big enough liar to convince a person totally at random they've swallowed a corn cob and they need to be helped.
Come on now.
To talk to their doctors on the telephone.
Come on.
Doesn't anybody realize how funny this can be?
Come on now. Show us your courage. Come on.
Last chance. Last chance while Kim does her traffic thing.
This traffic update brought to you by Jet America Airlines.
You have a piece of corn in your teeth, Kim.
Oh, inbound on the Shirley Highway, still some delays now. Just a minor delay through Springfield, inside of the Beltway at Duke up to Seminary, and Glebe up to Washington Boulevard, slowing at the Pentagon for the inbound 14th. And inbound on I-66 is clearing. clearing out nicely, but watch for that construction outbounds, blocking the left lane at Dunloring out to the Vienna Metro Station. Inbound on 270, Montgomery County, slow at Shady Grove down to Goody Drive, and again at 28, out of lift to the Temple Delays after University Boulevard. Fly on Jet America between now and September 14th and get a coupon for a free flight later. Call your travel agent or Jet America today for details. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Okay, now we're either going to go to somebody on the street or we're going to do Jackie the Joke Man, and I've been told to pick up line number two. Hello?
Hello, Don. Lucille Ball here. It's my 75th birthday, and I was wondering, I know you do the spanking thing. Could I get some birthday spankings, perhaps?
No, Lucy.
Okay, well, listen, quit telling about 175 years old. All right. I know I sound old. I've got a little frog in my throat, but Lucy is coming back, baby.
All right, Lucy.
I'll be hot.
Hey, Lucy.
Yeah, Don.
Lucy, are you anywhere near a payphone where you could go out and convince some people that you've swallowed a corn cob?
No, I'm at my apartment in Beverly Hills, darling.
Okay.
Nice chatting with you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lucille Ball, she's 175 today.
Yeah, nice voice.
She doesn't look a day over 150. That's incredible. It's called Jackie Bartling, huh?
Hey! Put those spurs back on. I'll be right with you. Oh, hi. How are you doing? Let's do the jokes, Washington. Come on, I got people. I mean, things to do.
I know.
A couple is getting their house painted. The husband comes home from work and accidentally leans against the freshly painted wall. The next day, the painter walks in and the lady says to him, "You want to see where my husband put his hand last night?" The painter says, "Look, lady, I got a hard day's work in front of me. Why don't we just have a cup of coffee?" So a kangaroo walks into the psychiatrist's office and says, "I don't know, doc. I just don't feel jumpy lately." How about the boasting Texan who got confused because he didn't know whether to brag that Texas had the tallest midget or the shortest midget? So Harry is standing on a New York City street corner next to a gorgeous girl when a sudden gust of wind blows her skirt up over her head.
Uh-oh.
And she's not wearing any skivvies whatsoever. Oh, Harry takes a healthy look and then raises his eyes to meet her glaring scowl. She says, "Well, it's very easy to see you're no gentleman." Harry looks back down and says, "Ditto."
Oh, Jackie, we hardly knew ye.
I love it when he finishes like that.
851 WAVA, Louie Louie. With the Morning Zoo. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Hi, you're on the air, and where are you at?
Well, I'm down on D Street, Southeast.
And you're the guy with the car phone?
Yeah.
You're willing to play the man who swallowed the corn cob game?
Yeah, what I thought I'd do is just kind of drive down, and I'm in a kind of like a structured job here. Maybe get one of these, somebody first guy I see, just tell him I have it stuck in my stomach. I can't talk right now, and I got a doctor on.
Oh, yeah, all right, hold on a second. That's the guy in his car. And we got another guy on hold. Hello, you're at a shopping center?
Yeah. Is this Don?
Yeah.
Ah, cool deal.
Oh, a woman who swallowed a corn cob. I think we'll use her next. Power 105 WAVA, that's Yannick Yaxson.
Ahedi.
Do you like her, Ahedi?
Kid, when I think of you, Ahedi.
What time is it, Ahedi?
Well, thanks for asking. 8:57, I'm Donald E. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Meara.
Hi, today, 89. It's 74 outdoors right now. And as you heard over the intro of the last song, we have a couple people who are willing to play the corn cob game. Now, we have the guy on line one in his car driving through the district right now. Hello, sir.
Hi.
Hi, hold on. We'll be right with you. And we've also got on line four, it was another woman on the telephone, but actually it's a guy. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, and you're also willing to play the corn cob game, right?
Yes, I'll try.
Okay, now, where is your location? You're not in a car, you're where?
I'm in a phone booth.
And where are you at? Where's the phone booth at?
All right, it's right in the corner of the shopping center.
Ravenworth Shopping Center.
Okay, and are there a lot of people walking around?
No, not a whole lot.
Are there any people walking around?
Oh, yeah, there's people walking.
Okay, well, then we're going to go with you. I think, are we in unison? We're going to use the guy who's actually at a phone booth now?
We'll give him a shot. Now, sir, can you pretend you have a corn cob in your stomach?
I can try. Can I say a piece?
No, I know, but you swallowed an entire corn cob. You need to have some person get on the telephone with your doctors.
Okay. All right, there's a gentleman walking.
We'll give you 60 seconds. Go.
All right, he's coming.
Here we go.
We're naughty boys.
This is going to work.
Okay, hurry.
Sir, could you help me? I swallowed a corn cob. I have my doctors on the phone. They'll give you directions how to help me get it out. Could you talk to them, please? Come on, sir, please. Here, talk to my doctor. Hello?
Yeah, is there someone that's coming by? We're trying to get Ronald to get on the phone with somebody so they can help him out. He swallowed a corn cob.
A corn cob.
Are you there with him right
How
now?
How did somebody swallow a corn cob?
Excuse me?
How does somebody swallow a corn cob?
Sir, we really don't know. We are his doctors. We are simply here to try to keep... Will you help this man?
Can you get him to lie down?
He's going to be all right. He's not choking.
Well, can you get him to lie down on his back, please?
No.
He's a little panicked. Please, if you could help him out, we'd appreciate it.
No, let me give you him.
No, sir.
Sir,
just get him to... He's really panicking. He's kind of freaking out here.
Please?
We'd appreciate it if you'd get him to lie down.
Lie down.
Can you please just tell the gentleman to lie down?
Lie down, he said.
Okay, and get him to lie on his back. Now what I want you to do is ask him to open his mouth very widely and have him go, ah...
It's not very... You're crazy.
No, please, sir.
How's his color, sir? Is his color okay?
Is he turning yellow?
No.
Okay, would you please tell him to lay on his back, open his mouth, and go, ah?
Lay on your back and go, ah.
No.
Would you swallow a piece of a corn cob or something?
No, he swallowed an entire corn cob.
He can't swallow a whole corn cob.
Well, I don't know how he did it, but he was fooling around there.
I don't know how he did it either. He ought to be on That's Incredible or something.
Would you please have him open his mouth?
Give you him.
Open his mouth again, and I want you to just look in and see if you can see the tip of the corn cob.
I ain't looking at this guy's mouth.
All right. Is he sweating at all, sir?
No, I ain't getting nowhere near.
Well, what is he looking? Can you just describe his condition to us right now, please? This is very important. Just describe what he looks like.
Is he laying down?
Huh?
Is he laying down?
No, he's up now.
He's up now.
Get him to lie down.
He's got to stay on his back. This is imperative.
Please.
Tell him to stay on his back. Tell him to stay on his back.
Get on your back, he said.
Are you eating, sir?
Yeah, I'm going to chew on something.
Oh, sir.
Make sure it's not a corn cob.
Some gum.
Okay,
can
well...
you give him that?
Yeah, give him a piece of gum. Maybe that would help. You have another piece of gum?
No,
you don't.
You guys are crazy.
You don't have any gum that might...
Are you doctors?
Yes, we
are,
sir.
Yeah, we're doctors. Yes, sir.
You don't have any gum that might induce vomiting, do you?
Why don't you get to the hospital, man?
Maybe you've heard of us. My name is Don Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Meara.
WAVA.
Oh, hey.
We're just playing a little radio joke on you, sir.
Hey, and you listened. Even better.
When you least expect it, you're elected, you're a star today.
Hey,
you're on Candid Radio.
I listen to you every morning, man.
Oh, God bless you. Well, listen, what is your name? What's your name,
My
sir?
Name's Hank Harrison.
Hank, what do you do for a living, Hank?
I deliver refrigerators.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Hey, do you like the Pointer Sisters?
No, not really.
Okay. Screw you then. Let me talk to the guy who said he had the corn cob.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. All right.
That's good.
Hello?
Hey, went great. Good job.
Hold on. I'm kind of deaf in one ear, and a truck just went by.
Okay, good job. Listen, do you like the Pointer Sisters?
Yeah.
Would you like to go see them tomorrow night?
I sure would.
Okay, tickets for you to see the Pointers tomorrow night at Meriwether Post Pavilion and an autographed corn cob.
All right.
Okay, thank you for playing our game.
Okay.
And tell that other guy to hold on a second.
Okay.
I love it. Candid radio.
2 minutes after 9 o'clock. Told you it would work.
Here's David Haynes.
You did it.
Amazing.
Here's David Haynes.
Good morning, Washington. I'm David Haynes, News Comment 105 W. AVA. Washington, while you're at work today, U.S. Postal Service gets a new Postmaster General. Apparently, he's going to be the president of Lowe's Hotels, Preston Tisch. He replaces Al Casey, who's leaving to teach at SMU. And by now you know, another space shuttle nearly met with disaster less than a month before Challenger exploded. Rogers Commission says overworked, overtired NASA workers nearly launched the shuttle Columbia without enough fuel. Maryland, your Governor Hughes in PG County this morning to take the wraps off a major state initiative to deal with the drug problem in Maryland. Fairfax County, your board chairman, John Haverty, files a motion charging Virginia's public disclosure law with being vague, unconstitutional, because it regulates the conduct only of county government officials. Haverty, you'll remember, was charged last month with violating that law. Montgomery County, have you heard? Your Montgomery County Council has approved a bill that would require fire sprinklers in all new apartments and new townhouses. Now, this would affect mainly garden apartments of 4 stories or less, because state law already requires sprinklers in larger buildings. Maryland National Guard drives up to Pennsylvania this weekend. Why? To bring some hay, 120 tons of hay from farmers in Pennsylvania to drought-stricken farmers on Maryland's eastern shore. Dr. J, gonna stay in Philadelphia, PA. Julius Erving turns down offer to play for the Utah Jazz. He'll stay with the 76ers. WAVA Birdwatch, Boston. Boston lost last night. Shy Sox socked into the Red Sox 3-1, while the Birds won 9-2 over Texas. So, O's now within 2.5 games of first in AL East. O's rookie Jim Traber and Larry Sheets last night hit consecutive home runs to cap a 5-run third inning. Birds play Texas again tonight. Ken Dixon going to be on the mound for the Birds. One they call play ball. 7:30 tonight. Memorial Stadium. NFL preseason play last night. Houston Oilers won 17-14 over the L.A. Rams. 9:05, 5 after 9. How's the morning rush, Kim?
A late problem for the Shirley, David. This traffic update brought to you by U.S. Air.
Meteorologist Bill Kamal has that for you next. David Haynes, burnt toast and coffee time. 9:06.
Hello? Yeah, Lee Iacocca here, Don, for the American Chrysler Corporation.
Oh, Lee, you're here to speak about Tate Dodge in Annapolis.
Well, Don, to be quite honest with you, I'm not here. I've got a very special guest. We're bringing her in as our new spokesperson. Please say hello to Lucille Ball.
Lucille's 175 years old today.
Hello.
Lucy.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Don. Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, it's so nice to be here talking about Tate Dodge in Annapolis. Yes, sir. No, Tate Dodge in Annapolis is Lucille Ball's favorite place.
Hey, Lucy, you ever smoke cigarettes?
I chain smoke, to be quite honest with you, Don. Let me tell you about Russ Macy, the general manager at Tate Dodge.
Yeah.
He's got Dodge coats for only $57.99. Mitsubishi V50 trucks for only $59.95. The Omni America for only $54.99. Plus all sorts of good stuff. Texas, Towns, and Destination not included. Now take it from me, Lucille Ball. Tate Dodge Annapolis is the place to go. Give them a call right now at 261-2050. This is I Love Lucy for Tate Dodge.
Happy birthday, Lucy.
Oh, God bless you, darling.
You don't look a day over 150.
Oh, you're a sweetheart, too.
Bye-bye.
WAVA Arlington, Washington weather with meteorologist Bill Kamal. Bill, when those thunderstorms coming our way?
Well, a little bit of a chance after 3 o'clock and a much better chance tonight.
And I think tonight we could get about a half inch in many areas between, say, 8 p.m. and 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. So keep your fingers crossed. Looks pretty good. Today, high about 89. Suntan index will be a 6. But a lot of haze out there now and humidity, and then the clouds building later. And look for a low of 70 tonight with a good chance of those showers and thunderstorms. Tomorrow, still a chance of rain, along with some sun and high humidity, high of 88. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Relative humidity this morning, 88%. Winds out of the south at 11. Temperatures, BWI, 72, $1.71. National has 75. 75.
5 degrees.
Yeah. Yep. 9:07, 7 after 9. I'm David Haynes, News Comment, Power 105, W.
I'm sorry you were subjected to such hormonally motivated behavior.
AVA!
Thank you, Dave, and I'm Donald E. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
This hour, we got tickets for Steve Wonder.
Hi-o.
Sold out. Sunday night at the Capitol Center. Got your Stevie Wonder tickets this hour with the Morning Zoo. See you and Johnny Nolan, our producer.
All right, let me explain. Tomorrow's a big anniversary for you, and we just want to make it a special day for you. That's all I'm going to say. It's nothing big. Don't worry about it. Trust us.
Frida's not coming down here tomorrow, is
she? No, Frida is not. I guarantee it.
Fine. It was the right time. Anything but that. This morning?
A pack every hour. I love to smoke cigarettes, John.
Let's go! Power 105, WAVA, Lewis by the Kingsmen.
I love that song.
Hey, good morning, Arnold. How you doing?
Well, good morning to you. Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Why are you in such a good mood today, Arnold?
No, it's just a good day for Arnold. I woke up, had my week job this morning, and I feel really, really pumped up. I did a little workout, got the old biceps, the triceps, and the pectoral muscles all expanded. I broke a sweat, and I feel really, really good and smelly.
Yeah, you do. Hey, Arnold, you know, my wife Frida is out of town now. She is on her way to the beach. She's been gone for 2 hours.
Oh.
That means we have the house to ourselves for the next 5 days.
Hoppy, hoppy. Hey, chicky poos. Don and Arnold, a swinging party at the bachelor pad. So get into your cars and drive out there.
You want to do the routine that we practiced about being the wild and crazy guys, Arnold?
Oh, yes, sir. I'd love to do that right now.
Arnold likes that. This is good. Okay. We are two wild and crazy guys.
Sorry. You chicks, come on over to the bachelor pad, and we would love to make love to you.
Oh, you're right, Arnold. It's 12 and a half minutes after 8 o'clock. This hour, what? Jackie the Joke Man.
Oh, nice guy.
Dial a message in Vietnamese.
Oh, that's always very informative for Arnold.
We're looking for somebody to play the candid radio game. We need somebody again, like yesterday, to stop their car. To get out, go to a phone booth where there will be people walking by. That's all we can say. And call us.
Hello?
Yeah, we're on.
Oh, hello. I thought one of my commando missiles hit the radio station or something. I was going to say that it requires a slight amount of acting ability if you're going to pull off the practical joke. So whoever calls us, hey, work on your acting technique.
Now, people don't know this. You were up for the role of Robert Redford in The Natural.
Yeah, Robert Redford. I was going to be the big baseball player. But
you were up for Michael J. Fox's role in Back to the Future.
Turned them down flat. It just wasn't right for Arnold. I couldn't get my method acting in there.
And you and Robert Redford?
Robert Redford.
You were up for the same role in Out of Africa, weren't you?
Out of Africa. But, you know, the thing is, there's so many junk films out there, like Out of Africa, Tombs of Endearment. All these, you know, they're so junky.
You like the quality films?
The quality films like Rambo, Conan the Barbarian, things that are deep. You know,
Commando?
Commando. The stuff that goes beyond the superficial. Official garbage. I mean, Tons of Endearment. You know, that's a teen kiddie film. That doesn't have any depth to it or anything. It doesn't require any great acting ability.
Arnold, we've got a break here for a second.
Yeah?
And when we come back, we're going to call somebody and see how much money they want to give me.
Oh, that's a fun game. Is that the get the cash card?
Don gets the cash card.
I just wanted to mention one more movie that really, it's an unsung movie, but it goes over a lot of people's heads, you know?
All right, what is it?
It's an intellectual film.
What is it?
I saw Friday the 13th. Jason Lives the other night. What a masterpiece of cinematic excellence. It really is. You got to go out there and see it.
Meryl Streep's in there, right?
Yeah, I think she's in there with Robert Redford. He's Jason. He plays the guy with the hockey mask.
Okay, 14.
Hey, Dale City. It's amazing. It's incredible. It's the grand opening of our new Capitol Records at Potomac Mills Malls.
1500. That's 249-1500 for job information.
816 at WAVA. Don gets the cash call right after Kim with no visible panty line.
Oh, hello there,
Hi.
Baby. How's my favorite hot walking female radio person?
Well, now that you're here.
Let me put out the... Put out the call again. Excuse me, Ken and Barbie, for a second. Let me put the call out for somebody at a phone booth to play our candid radio game.
Yeah, what are you people, a bunch of weenies or something? Give Don a call so we can play the game.
432-9282. Okay, go ahead.
Let me share your mic, okay, Arnold?
Okay.
Okay, then.
Show you what?
I'm going to share Arnold's mic. So we can be close.
Mr. Schwarzenegger.
I got to be alone.
This traffic update brought to you by U.S. Air. A couple of problems in the district yet with us. An accident now westbound on the freeway at the 3rd Street Tunnel, and that will keep things slow. And another accident, Suitland Parkway at 1st Sterling to watch out for. Meanwhile, the inner loop of Prince George's County, an earlier accident at Cherry Hill Road has been cleared. All the lanes are open, but traffic is left up before Northwest Branch. And the outer loop towards the Temple up in Montgomery County, outer loop towards the Temple area, traffic is slowing again at Northwest Branch. One of the world's most...
Am I messing you up being so close and intimate?
Yeah, I can't concentrate. One of the world's most successful airlines grew up in D.C. For 37 years, U.S. Air headquarters have been right here in Washington.
Watch this.
Blowing her ear.
Little lovey-dovey technique I learned in Austria.
It works, too. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Okay, Don gets the cash call. We've selected page number 69 out of the District of Columbia telephone book.
Okay, now, this is the game where we call up a person totally at random, and then that person has an opportunity to give Don the cash.
The number you have reached.
But darn it.
Unfortunately, when the operator comes on with the recording, that goes, the number you have reached is no longer in service.
We have to go to the next number on the list. Calling somebody who lives in Southeast.
Okay. Gee, I hope you pick up the phone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this the Charles Braxton residence in Southeast Washington?
Yes, it is.
Well, good morning, ma'am. My name is Don Geronimo, along with Arnold Schwarzenegger from radio station WAVA, and you're on the air with us right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you ever won a radio contest before?
No, I haven't.
Well, I'm here to tell you, you're a winner.
Yeah. You won something.
How much is it going to cost me?
Oh, that's very, very perceptive of you.
We selected your number totally at random from page 69 of the D.C. phone book. And you know how it normally goes where radio stations call you and give you money and cars?
Uh-huh.
we do our contest a little bit the other way.
Yeah, we sort of turn the tables. So right now, we're going to give you an opportunity to give Don Geronimo a cash amount in any amount you choose.
See, you get it. You get to give me some money.
So, here's the big question. How much money do you want to give Don Geronimo?
Remember, you're a big winner in a radio contest.
Okay. I'm unemployed.
So you don't want to give another senior citizen. Oh boy, you don't want to give Don any money at all.
Not this morning.
25 cents. What are you watching there on TV?
What do you want me to give him money for?
That's part of the contest. It's called Don Gets the cash call,
man.
I beg your pardon.
Don Gets the Cash Call. See, you're a winner, so you get to give me money now.
Okay, I'll give you a penny.
A penny.
A penny, all right. You're a big winner. You're a big winner.
Oh, boy.
Congratulations.
That's going to go a long way. Have you ever won a radio contest before?
No.
This is your first time. You must be really excited being the first time you've been in a radio contest like this, huh?
Very exciting.
Very, I can tell. Well, congratulations. Boy, you're a big winner. What am I winning? You win the chance to give me money.
Oh, isn't that beautiful?
Have you ever seen any of my movies?
You ever heard of Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yes. If you invite me to your wedding,
I don't
know why you called me.
Oh, hey, if I'd known it was you, darling, I would have invited you up there to my wedding.
Well, you didn't.
No, I didn't.
Can we ask you a favor? In Southeast Washington, now that you've won this contest, what is your favorite radio station? Do you remember what station this was calling you?
WTOP.
Right, WAVA.
That's what I have on.
That's right.
Yeah, news radio.
WAVA, and that is Glass Tiger. It's 8:25. I'm Donald E. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
Wow, one penny.
What are you going to do with that? How are you going to spend that?
Oh, I'm going to invest it. I'm going to invest it in the United States Football League and the Baltimore Stars. I'm going to buy a season ticket.
You know, in a million years, that's going to really be worth something.
I think so. 25 minutes past 8, Don and Mike. We should mention all these people that we call and get them to give us money, we actually give them nice parting gifts.
Yeah, we wanted to say that.
We want to let you know that we don't leave these people hanging with nothing. Like the last woman, she gets the case of turtle wax, Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat, and, of course, the home game of the morning zoo.
You know, available, not available in stores.
Not available in stores, okay? And we'll play the game again in a few minutes. 8:25. Nobody yet has got the nerve to call us from a payphone for Candid Radio. Now, that was so darn funny yesterday. We want to try it today.
Do you want to do the corn cob thing again today, or do you want to do a different kind of game?
Well, let's see if we can get somebody on first. Okay. Please call us at 432-9282. We'll have some turtle wax and Rice-A-Roni for you, too. David Haynes?
Good morning.
Somebody gave us a bunch of notes. You heard we called to dial a message in Vietnamese earlier today.
5 minutes long.
Well, we're going to try it now. It's been busy continually.
Now, this is about a five-minute message, David.
Somebody's calling it. It's busy. Don't worry, I got another one, Mike.
Okay. In Vietnamese?
Mm-mm.
There's dial a prayer. There's dial a...
Did you dial a... Dial an atheist, that's what we're...
Oh, no, that one's busy.
The dial an atheist line is busy.
Well, after 8 o'clock, that line gets hopping. A lot of atheists out there calling up going, got to get their fix.
So we've got these dial-it numbers, and apparently now we've opened up a whole can of worms because everybody seems to be calling them at the same time we
want to call
them. I wonder
if you can get through to dial a prayer. I just have a little message for those people.
Let's try dial a prayer
that are out there, you know, calling these numbers. You know, hang up so we can share it.
All right, calling dial a prayer right now in the Don and Mike Morning Zoo. Dial a prayer.
Hello? You've reached dial a prayer. Today's prayer comes from the Middle East.
Yeah.
There you go. Dial a prayer.
That was it.
8:27. Here's David Haynes.
But you don't have a prayer when you dial those other dial of things. That's it.
Good morning, Dynamite. Good morning, Washington. Weatherman Bill Kamal calls for scattered showers, thunderstorms. Humid high of 89 today. Hi, I'm David Haynes. News on WAVA. National Airspace Museum Director Walter Boyne resigning, catching Smithsonian by surprise. Walter Boyne will write fiction full-time. Last night's thunderstorm with all that electricity got a thunderous ovation from Washington area gardeners and green thumbs. 1 1/3 inches of rain fell at National Airport, but power knocked out to thousands of homes last night, so you may want to check your electric clocks. Correct time now is 8:28. It's 28 after 8. WAVA, taking care of business, women will want to know. Nearly one-fourth of U.S. businesses now owned by women, but most of them smaller companies that generate one-tenth of all receipts. Census Bureau study finds most women-owned businesses are service or retail-related, usually with one owner. Your full United States Senate putting finishing touches on its main Pentagon budget bill. The Senate has authorized $295 billion in defense spending. That's about $25 billion less than President Reagan wanted. In a major vote last night, Senate kept afloat a Navy plan to build new ports in the USA, but still unresolved, a possible fight over chemical weapons and nuclear weapons tests. Even in summer TV reruns, The Cosby Show and Family Ties, the most watched shows on TV again last week. It's 8:29, 29 after 8. Let's update the morning rush, Kim.
Very many problems in the district, David. This traffic update brought to you by the Nettle Creek Shop. Inbound on 295, you're going to slow at Suitland Parkway over the 11th Street Bridge, and that's going to stay slow on the freeway because of three separate problems. One, an accident before 7th Street blocking the left center lane. Another disabled in the left lane near Lafayette Plaza. And another accident right at the top of the ramp at 6th Street. And it's very slow on the freeway because of it. And another accident westbound Suitland Parkway at 1st Sterling. Two lanes are blocked there. Another accident been with us pretty much most of the morning rush northwest. It's that overturned tractor trailer at K and 14th. Backing up there, westbound K, the left lane is still blocked. At the Nettle Creek Shop's fall decorating sale, save up to 50% on bedspreads, pillows, and all decorative accessories. Hurry into the Nettle Creek Shop in the Jennifer Mall next to Lord and Taylor. Call 244-6200. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
We got a million of them here.
A million?
We got Dial a Limousine, Dial a Devotion, Dial a Gift, Dial a Saint, Dial a Shrink. These are not ones that we made up. These are actual ones. I want to try one more now, real quick. Okay?
Which one are you trying now?
I'll tell you after I dial it so nobody else calls it.
Okay. Probably down in Georgia, they wish you could dial a thunderstorm, you know, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be coming on right now. This is, I swear to God, Dial a Teen.
Dial a Teen?
Dial a Teen. Dial a Teenager.
I'm Rod. We care about you. We're not here. Call us anytime between 6:30 and 9 p.m. Our number is 387-TEN. We have some wonderful news to share. Remember, 202-387-TEN.
Yeah, you really care. Why do you care? Why aren't you there?
We care about you, but we're not here right now.
That's Dial a Teen. And as soon as these people stop calling these atheist lines and the Vietnamese line, we're going to have more wacky dial it numbers coming up for you.
We're going to dial Maurice. Whoa. Next, David Haynes, Burnt Toast and Coffee Time. It's 29 in front of 9.
The following commercial is X-rated. All listeners under 16, please turn off your radios.
This is a story about beautiful, clean, trim-looking bodies with luck, though.
WAVA time check. It's 28 in front of 9. Good morning, Maurice.
Well, a super good morning, David. On anniversary day, I just want to say, Don and Frida, this one's for you.
Love is a many splendid thing.
Oh, God.
Well, you don't like my singing?
Oh, super.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. You know, I try to be nice, and I try to sing you a little song, and you react like that. Well, as far as I'm concerned, you do the sports. You tell them who won, okay? Because I'm leaving.
Maurice,
I try to be nice to you. Why do you always do that to me? Seriously, forget it.
I guess it's up to you, Don.
Oreo's lost.
Back to you, Dave. Yeah, but tell them. Tell them about those three grand slams.
13-11.
The Birds lost.
But hold on, Dave. I got a question for you. If they had three grand slams, and a grand slam is four runs,
yeah.
If they hit three of those, they would have 12 runs. But it says here they lost 13 to 11. Why is that? Do you know?
Hey, if you get Maurice back in here to explain it.
I'll tell you why you can't figure these things out, because I'm the sports reporter. I'm the guy that goes there in the trenches and puts his butt on the line. I put my butt on the line every night. And none of you guys give me any credit that I deserve, and I sing a little song.
Wonder if Maurice ever got a grand slam. Let's check in with meteorologist Bill Kamal on Washington weather. Good morning, Bill.
He just gets so bent out of shape.
Yeah.
The three grand slams, one was Texas, wasn't it?
That's right. One was Texas and two was the O's. Larry
certainly explains the whole situation.
Yeah.
There you go.
Larry Sheets and Jim Dwyer both hit slams.
And now the Sox lead is 3.5. Thank God. For today, showers around this morning, then some sun by midday, and maybe an afternoon thunderstorm. High about 89. Right now, the sprinkles and the showers, they're heaviest in Prince William and Fairfax County. Tonight, we'll see scattered showers again, low of 70. Tomorrow, more humidity. Sun, high of 91. Can't rule out a thunderstorm. Same thing for Saturday. For WAVA, I'm Bill Kamal.
Just want to make Maurice feel needed, see? That's it.
Well, excuse me for breathing the air. I am terribly sorry. Forget it. See if I see you again. I'm not going to do this sports anymore. You like that idea? I'm real
Maurice.
Serious this time.
Maurice!
Maurice! I'm really sorry. What happened to you?
He's going to pop a blood vessel. Right now we have temperatures. BWI has 68, Dollar 67, National has 70, 70 degrees now in America's greatest city. At 25, 25 in front of 9, I'm David Haynes, news and comment on Power 105, W.
You have the ability to talk about affairs of the heart without using graphic sexual terminology.
ABA!
I'm sorry.
I don't mean to get this upset.
I'm sorry, Mom.
But I am a professional, I am a journalist, and I demand you to treat me like a man.
I'm sorry, honey, okay?
Okay.
All right, see you tomorrow, Maurice.
Okay, let's kiss and make up.
No.
All right. Bye-bye.
8:35.
We'll take it up, baby, now.
Take it up, baby.
The morning
zoo. Here we are.
It is 22 minutes till 9 o'clock. Cloudy, rain, showers, thunderstorms. Mike?
Yeah, Don. Lots of humidity.
All right, about time.
High today, the big 89 Woo-hoo. WLS.
It's 70 right now at Power 105.
You see, I'm sitting with a coffee and a paper with the high top speakers of the Titan design.
Dial a message in Vietnamese is still busy.
Well, you know, that is one of the most popular message services in the United States.
Power 105, WAVA. Hey, that's Bill Joel there and Modern Galley 42. I'm Donald E. Geronimo.
And I'm Mike O'Mara.
It is 18 minutes until 9 o'clock. September 7 is Adams Morgan Day.
Hi-o.
WAVA is your official Adams Morgan Day station. Stay switched. For more information on Adams Morgan Day coming to this station, it is 8:42.
Can you try it again? Dial a message in Vietnamese. You know, I'm home on a Saturday night, man. That's what I listen to.
Darn it.
Well, it's popular, Don. People all over the country dial that up. It's for a spiritual lift.
We'll get it on before 10 o'clock today.
Absolutely.
First, I think we have somebody who's ready to play Candid Radio finally. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Where are you calling from?
Wheaton.
Are you you're on a car phone now?
Yeah.
Okay, what I want you to do is pull your car off to the side of the road where there's a phone booth. Or even better, you don't even need a phone booth. Just get somebody to come to your car.
What?
Where are you? Are you by a 7-Eleven or anywhere where you can see people walking?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay, what we want you to do, sir, is we want you to pretend you've got something wrong with you.
Wrong?
You have to find somebody. Shouldn't be too hard for you to do. We want you to find somebody, tell them to come to your car, tell them you've just swallowed a corn cob.
Okay.
An entire corn cob. And you have to have that person talk to your doctors. Your doctors are on the telephone. Sound funny?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, sir. Go ahead.
I just got to find someone now.
Where are you driving right now?
Huh?
Where are you driving, sir?
I'm in front of the 7-Eleven.
And there's nobody coming in and around of the 7-Eleven?
Not at the moment.
Oh, come on. There's always people going into 7-Elevens.
Yeah, but there's nobody coming out right now.
All right, go inside and get somebody then.
You gonna hold on?
Yeah. Yeah, just set your phone down. Let me hear you open your car door.
Okay.
Okay, go find somebody and come back.
Okay.
Setting his phone down.
Is he doing that?
You're not still there, are you? No, they'll give
nope,
any, he's gone.
We'll give anybody a car phone nowadays.
843, cloudy, humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms. High today, you heard it, 89. More humidity tomorrow into the 90s. 70 right now. Where is this guy calling from?
Maybe his car's getting picked up by a dumpster or something.
If you just tuned in, we have a guy who's going into a 7-Eleven right now to convince somebody he's just swallowed a corn cob and he needs to have somebody talk to his doctors on the telephone.
This might be a little rough around the edges. I don't think this guy's going to win the mental marathon.
Hello?
If you know. Hello?
Yeah, hold on.
Here.
Talk to him. I swallowed a corn cob. You got to talk to him. Swallow what? Hello?
Hello. Are you with that gentleman there?
Yes.
It's Dr. Smith and Peterson here. He swallowed a corn cob.
An entire corn cob. Can you help us get it out of him? Can you help?
Yes.
Okay, what we want you to do, first off, get him out of his car and have him lay on his back.
But stay on the phone with us, please.
Okay, I want you, want to hear you to give him that order now.
Hold on, please.
Okay.
Yeah, smart guy went in and got a 4-year-old to come out and help him.
Hello?
How old is this woman that you got to help you, sir?
She looks like about 17 or 18. She just ran inside. She's going to get someone.
She's going to get someone?
Yeah.
Oh, now this is working.
Oh, okay, good. Well, now listen, you really got to play the role. You got to make them think you really swallowed this corn cob.
I'm trying to.
And they're really your doctors.
I'm bending over, holding my stomach.
There you go. That's,
okay.
That's the idea.
What'd you score on your last SAT exam?
What?
Yeah.
No problem.
Do you have any major credit cards?
No.
You have a job?
What?
Do you have a job?
Yes, I have a job.
What do you do for a living, sir?
I'm a theater manager.
Theater manager?
Yeah.
And you're at a 7-Eleven where? In what town?
Wheaton, Maryland.
Okay, now what's the deal? Where did the girl go?
Inside.
What's she doing in there?
I don't know. I can't see her.
Did you win your car phone in a contest or something?
This isn't a car phone. It's a payphone.
You're on a payphone?
Yeah.
Oh, you said it was a car phone before.
No, I didn't.
Well, you know, we've had trouble communicating throughout this entire bit.
Yes.
So right now you're just standing out in front of the 7-Eleven. The girl is going back inside.
Yes.
Okay.
Can we try to get someone out?
Yeah, that'd be a good idea, sir.
Okay, hold on.
Okay, isn't there anybody just walking by there?
Yeah, there's...
Okay, well, stop somebody. Yell at them. Say, hey, I swallowed a corn cob, for God's sakes. Help me.
Okay, hold on.
Brother, brother, can I have some more grape juice, please? Billy drank all the grape juice.
Man, oh man.
Hello, sir.
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on there? Hello.
The man in
7-Eleven. The man in 7-Eleven, what?
She came back out, now she's going back inside.
What did she say?
7-Eleven wants me to go in there.
The guy in 7-Eleven wants you to go in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, look, Einstein, we've spent a little time on this morning.
Yeah?
And what do you say, Don?
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think almost everybody listening now realizes the way it should be done, so I guess this is an example of the way the bit should not be done. Thank you for your help, you incredible simpleton. Goodbye, sir.
Goodbye.
Duh.
Can you read? Can you write? Do you know how to do arithmetic?
Oh, it's not so, not so, not so, not so tricky.
It's not tricky then.
To read and write and do arithmetic.
I want them to come in the 7-Eleven.
It's easy as pie.
Ooh.
Once you've begun.
Give it a try.
Give it a try. It's fun.
The bit is usually fun, y'all.
It's not so, not so, not so. Not so difficult to succeed. It's true that you can turn the trick. Learn to do arithmetic.
Yes, you can.
Yeah.
Once again, a round of applause for that gentleman that helped us out there.
Thank you. You super, sir. 847.
When a man lands
in the bay. All pants, 50% off.
Hideous sight, isn't it?
Catch a drop that way.
It's 850 at WABA.
Hi there.
Hi.
Good morning.
Here's Kim Anderson.
Here she is.
This traffic update brought to you by U.S. Air. Couple of problems still with us in the district. One, an accident westbound Suitland Parkway at First Sterling. Two lanes blocked that direction. Outbound, the left lane is blocked as well. And on the freeway westbound, watch for that four-car accident before 7th Street. The left center lane is blocked on the freeway. Expect a lot of delays there. Northbound 295 still slow at Suitland Parkway to get up to the 11th Street Bridge. Of the Montgomery County Auto Loop to the Temple delays now before University Boulevard. Right now, you can save 25 to 75% on U.S. Air flights to over 90 cities. Don't let summer fly by. Call your travel consultant or U.S. Air. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA Traffic.
Thank you, Boomai. 51. Let's call Jackie Martin.
Hello, Washington. IWAVA. Rock and roll and rumba and square dancing, good brothers and sisters, and those of you who can't make up your mind or your bed. Yep, let's go to the joke. Where would you find a turtle with no legs?
Where?
Right where you left them. Hello, I'm Jackie the joke man. Oh, what a life. I got slapped yesterday afternoon.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Well, I was leaving the bar because I heard about an auction across town. Mm-hmm. And I asked the girl I'd been drinking with if she wanted to go to bid with me. What would you call a person that can tie their shoes in an airplane bathroom?
What?
Tell us.
A flexible flyer. Did you hear about the double daters that played strip poker?
What happened?
They all got lust in the shuffle. So a doctor is walking out of his house after breakfast.
Yeah.
He turns to his wife and says, "You're a rotten wife, a crummy mother, and a terrible lover." Well, that night when he gets home, he finds his wife on the living room floor with another man.
Ooh.
He says, "What do you think you're doing?" She says, "Getting a second opinion."
All right, Jackie, the joke man.
WAVA.
Hi, I was wondering if we could have a lip sync contest over the air.
That always works real well on the radio.
Well, I mean, you guys, you have to have adventure.
Lip sync contest.
Seriously.
Do you understand that nobody would be able to see your lips moving?
I know, but wouldn't it be an incredible, you know, way to use your imagination?
You haven't been into the medicine cabinet, have you?
No, I just woke up.
Okay, you haven't swallowed a corn cob, have you?
Matter of fact, I know there's something down my throat, but I couldn't really tell what it was.
Okay. No, see you later.
Bye. I'm worried.
Come from the city and I come from the small town.
WAVA. Well, Mike, the dial a message in Vietnamese line, as you can hear, still busy since we've been talking about it today, but we're going to try to get through on our next hour. It is 8:58 at WAVA.
Hello?
Hello?
You've reached dial an old person. Can I help you?
Yeah, we were trying to call dial a message in Vietnamese.
What?
Dial a message in Vietnamese.
No, I don't like cheese. I don't like cheese at all. I don't. What do you want?
We were trying to call a dial-it number, sir.
I don't lie. I'm not lying. I told you I don't like cheese. Why
all right.
Are you giving me a hard time?
Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye.
Dial dial an old person totally by accident. Yeah. 8:59.
That's another number that they have there.
One more big hour of Laugh Pack Radio coming up. We're going to talk about my wedding anniversary.
Yeah.
Why my wife went out of town today. A call to the people who are selling metal brassieres.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to try to find somebody to play the candid radio game.
There's somebody out there that's going to be able to pull this off.
There's got to be somebody who can convince a person on the street they swallowed a corn cob. My God, it happened yesterday. It can happen today.
Hi-oh.
So listen to this station, please. But first, here's our main man, David Haynes.
Good morning, God and Mike. Good morning, Washington. I'm David Haynes. News and comment on 105W. AVA. Death. Times two people drowned in Milwaukee, Wisconsin after a big thunderstorm dumped 7 inches of rain on Milwaukee yesterday. 7 inches. Homes, businesses, hospitals flooded. Milwaukee County Stadium flooded up to the fourth row of box seats. Luckily, the Brewers weren't there to play. They were in New York. Milwaukee International Airport had several inches of water on the runways, was closed overnight. In fact, a lightning bolt blew a hole in the main east-west runway. Milwaukee to seek federal disaster relief. Here at home, Fairfax County, your board chairman, John Herity, has been convicted of failing to maintain control of his car in a four-car accident. Happened in April on Little River Turnpike. John Herity, unable to stop his car on rain-slick pavement, striking a car, which then struck another car, which then hit another car. John Herity fined $125. A former nurse at PG General Hospital, Jane Boulding, the target of a grand jury investigation into several suspicious deaths at the hospital. You'll remember Jane Boulding charged with murder last year after admitting she killed a patient by injecting potassium chloride into the woman's IV solution, but the case dropped because no cause of death was found for the patient. Washington, your National Airspace Museum, is looking for a new director this morning. Because Walter Boyne quitting to write fiction full time. On the local labor beat in Rockville, leaders of two unions representing 7,500 Montgomery County public employees today to endorse Sidney Kramer. For Montgomery County Executive, Kramer and County Councilman David Skull, the two big Democratic rivals to succeed Charles Gilchrist. Annandale, a one-car crash on Gallows and Hummer Roads early this morning. That one-car crash at Gallows and Hummer. Killed one person, no name yet. And I, David Haynes, have a believe it or not for you this morning. It's about the Major League Baseball team that hit two grand slam home runs in one inning, scored 9 runs in that same inning, scored 11 runs in 9 innings, and lost. Name of the team? The Orioles. Played Memorial Stadium last night. Final score, Texas 13. The O's 11, while Boston won 9-0 over the Shy Sox. O's play Texas again tonight. Scott McGregor going to be on the mound for the Birds when they call play ball. 7:30 tonight, Memorial Stadium. It's 9:03, 3 after 9. How's the morning rush, Kim?
A late accident now in Ruston, David. This traffic update brought to you by Continental Airlines. Watch for police on the scene of an accident now. Hunter Mill Road and Baron Cameron Avenue. That is a late accident. It is in Ruston, and you can expect some late delays there because of it. Inbound Shirley Highway still has some slow traffic inside of the Beltway at Seminary Road, and again at the Pentagon for the inbound 14th Street Bridge. And the Virginia Inner Loop is slow as well. Braddock Road up to 236, Little River Turnpike. It'll pick up. Slow again in Gallows Road, the I-66. I'm Kim Anderson, WAVA traffic.
Hey, guess what?
We got it.
We got three guys who dial a message in Vietnamese line.
Let's listen for a second.
Thông hành đến thiên đàng. Thiên đàng bài báo này nói đây là một đảo quốc nhỏ ở Trung Mỹ, có khí hậu ấm áp và bờ biển tuyệt đẹp. Nhưng ngân sách quốc gia.
Dave, just go right ahead and we'll just let the message in Vietnamese trail off in the background.
Sounds like a tape being played backwards, doesn't it? Yeah. We're going to check in with meteorologist Bill Kamal on Washington weather next. David Haynes, Bert Toast and Coffee Time. It's 9:04.
Ngoài bảo đảm trả lại số vốn và lời luật định. Cho phép người mua. Mặc dù ai cũng có thể. Chúng ta biết rằng.
Pontiac. You'll love our newly decorated showroom in the Steve Smith Auto Park right next to Springfield Mall on Lorsdale Road.
Don't miss Dodge Run 'Em on Michael Mara this Saturday from 2 to 4 p.m.
Continental takes off to Los Angeles. Daily nonstop service as low as $99. Call Continental for details.
It's a five-minute message in Vietnamese.
I'm going to give the number out now since we got through again. If you've missed any part of this story and you want to catch it today, dial a message in Vietnamese. The number is 522-3582. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, let's check in with meteorologist Bill Kamal, see if he has the weather for Old Saigon or Hanoi this morning. Good morning, Bill Kamal.
Good morning, David Haynes.
You can go ahead, Bill.
Yes, John. John. You coward. Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm.
89. Right.
Tonight.
Shower, thunderstorm.
Showers and thunderstorms.
70
for all.
Tomorrow. Sunny. Hot, humid.
Hot and humid.
91.
91.
Chance of thunderstorm.
Chance of thunderstorm.
That's it?
That's it.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye.
Bye, Bill.
You cracked Mike up.
I'm not kidding, it's 5 minutes long, Dave. Keep going.
Relative humidity right now is 90%. Winds out of the southwest at 8. Temperatures. BWI has 69 degrees. Dulles has 69. National has 71. 71! Fun loving degrees! At 9:07, 7 after 9, I am David Haynes, news and comment on Power 105 W. AVA!
Thank you, Dave. I am Won Hung Lo.
And I'm gone.
Thượng đế đã sai phái con một của Ngài, là Chúa Cứu Thế vào đời.
All right, I think we get the idea, right?
Well, I'm trying to write everything down that he's saying.
Well, you can call it, Mike.
Right.
Thank you.
Have some fun.